Fit in, Judicial Watch files two more lawsuits on Biden-Ukraine-China scandal. By Tom Fitton on October 16, 2019. Our government doesn't assume that every business investment opportunity is good for our country. And so there are checks in place, including something called the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, CFIUS. CFIUS is commissioned to review transactions involving foreign investment in the U.S. to determine the effect of such transactions on the national security of the United States. What does CFIUS know about Hunter Biden's questionable overseas ventures? The agency is playing its cards close to the vest. So we are suing the State and Treasury Departments for information on CFIUS handling of investments in the U.S. by two companies tied to Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. The companies are Ukraine's Burisma Holdings and China's Bohai Harvest RST, BHR. We sued in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia after the departments failed to respond to June 24, 2019. FOIA requests for CFIUS records related to investments by the Ukrainian company Burisma Holdings Limited or any of its affiliated entities and records related to investments by the Chinese company Bohai Harvest RST or any of its affiliated entities, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of State, No. 1:19-CV02960, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of the Treasury, No. 1:19-CV02961. Hunter Biden, son of former Vice President Joe Biden, is reported to be one of nine directors of BHR Partners, which was registered 12 days after the Vice President's son, in December 2013, flew to Beijing aboard Air Force Two. While his father made an official visit as vice president, Hunter Biden, then chairman of the private equity firm Rosemont Seneca, reportedly signed a deal with the Chinese government-owned Bank of China to set up the BHR $1 billion joint venture investment fund. In 2015, BHR Partners participated in a $600 million buyout of Michigan automotive suspension systems maker Heneges Automotive. Heneges produces anti-vibration technologies which have important military uses, particularly in military aircraft. In April 2014, Hunter Biden joined the board of Burisma Holdings, one of the Ukraine's largest natural gas companies. Hunter was reportedly paid $50,000 a month to, in the words of a Burmese news release, provide support for the company among international organizations. Biden has denied that was his role. The Commerce Department recently barred over two dozen Chinese companies from doing business in the U.S., one of which is reported to be Megvii Technology, an artificial intelligence company focused on developing facial recognition technology. BHR Partners owns a stake in Megvii. Have no doubt, we will continue to press for information to get to the bottom of this influence peddling scandal involving Joe Biden and his son. As Congress is obsessed with attacking President Trump, it is again up to us to do the basic investigative work on this growing scandal.